fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show. The young man you've all been waiting for. Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Huh? Good morning. Did I really just say that? Good evening, good everybody. Good evening, everybody. How you kids doing tonight? It's Madhouse Radio. We're on the air. We're live. We're live, everybody. Babies, we're live, baby. We're live, babies. We're here to do calls. We're here to do talk. We're going to talk about current events. We're going to have a good time. There's going to be a quiz at the end. So be sure you have your number two pencils ready tonight. Boy, I'll tell you what, send tonight at any time.
I only have eight, Stephen.
Oh. That sucks for you. You're welcome to call us in anytime after we give the go-ahead. You can call in at the toll-free line, 888-278-8509. That line will be open here momentarily. Be sure to listen and call in at the appropriate time when you're given permission to. Also, you can reach us on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger as well, Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger for some crazy-ass reason, I don't know why, but you sure are stupid, it's madhouselive@hotmail.com. That's how you do that. Nunu correcting, yes, good morning. It is good morning in the UK. So you see, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there. We have listeners coming in from all across all corners of the world tonight. We got the UK in the house, Australia, and of course the United States, Canada. A lot of listeners in Canada. We got a lot of listeners all over the place, and of course we got pretty good amount of listeners. I'm clocking in right around 49 listeners total, spread across the mouth, which is good.
98.6.
And not to mention we got about 100, last check, 135 subscribers to the podcast. So, not bad at all. They'll all be listening to this at a later date. Eventually they will be listening to this at some point. So, hey, thank you everybody for listening tonight. You guys are awesome. Send us your numbers and, you know, give us your ideas and your fears.
Salute to you in the future.
Yeah, everybody in the future. We're communicating into the future tonight. Exciting stuff here, man. And, whatever, the weekend's almost upon us. Usually this song is over by the time I get into this phase. Let's just kill it. Tuck, kill this music. Go to the next one, please, if you could. This milkman isn't here.
Alrighty, so a little funk for you.
There we go.
A little jazz.
A little jazz. Thank you very much. Good work, Ted. Where's Ted, man? Not Ted. Missing again. Son of a...
I don't know. He was here. I don't know. He was here yesterday.
Some of my gun. I don't know. Maybe he's playing hockey.
Hockey. Wild is too busy yelling at him.
It's hockey season, you know. Maybe that's what it is. We got a ton of numbers here coming in already from the Lonesome Loser, son. Thank you, man. If Milkman was here, oh, it's cool, man. Sucks to be him. I got online classes. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers for Jumpin' Catfish. We got Crazy Tony's Bar in WY. What's that, Wyoming? That's a place I don't want to live. I don't want to live in Wyoming. Or what are those other nasty states up there? Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. I wonder what's better.
Square states?
Yeah, those are...
Where they lost the creativity in designing maps.
Yeah, I think this is big... Let's just cut a slice right here. A big chunk, there you go. Would you like some ice...
I got lasers to throw on square.
Would you like some ice cream with that? There you go. Just plop it on you. Yeah, Montana, good point also, sir. very good point. It's another weird state like that. I don't know why people will live there unless you're in the military or something, or you just got a lot of land, or I don't know. You're hiding from somebody. Probably hiding from somebody.
A ranch or something?
A ranch, right. Something of value. Something of value for sure. Anyway, what else do we have here? Hang on. Where was I at? Goldie the Clown. Hey, I love clowns, man. God, I love clowns. A Massachusetts clown. It's probably a gay clown. A lot of homosexuals. So-called homosexuals there. Purple Fire is checking in on AIM. to take a break from that. Purple Fire is saying that Wyoming is a nice state to go to for a short vacation, but not a good place to live. There's nothing out there and next to no phone service. No cell phone coverage in the middle of Wyoming, but it probably is a nice place to hike if you're into that kind of thing. I'm not. I'm not a hiker. Look at me. Me hike. I'll hike if, you know, I could take a motorized wheelchair, jump on Milkman's scooter, whatever, what's he call it, a Rascal scooter? Rascal scooter, I'm funny, I'm Milkman. He'll be here soon, I'm assuming. Actually, you know, let's just give the fucker a call, why don't we? Put that bastard to work. I haven't talked to him all day.
He's stuck in traffic on the 5.
Yeah, he's always stuck in traffic in L.A., that L.A. traffic, he's always hitting it right about now. Let's give him a call here on the back line. See if we can get him on without too much interference. I gotta get find the right spot. And I'm about here. That's not ringing. God, his phone sucks balls. God, you hear all that traffic outside? I hate living here. Worst place to live is this fucking condo complex that I moved into. Trying to get Milkman on the line here, but we do have news stories. I did want to announce yesterday, Service Pack 3 for Windows XP was really release candidate 2, open beta for everybody for Service Pack 3. The reason I mention it is because not only has it been promised for a long time, but there are actually rave reviews about it of up to 20%. Milkman! Hey, you in traffic or are you diddling it?
What?
Are you in traffic or are you diddling it?
I'm diddling it, man.
In traffic though, right?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, nice. Nice. Thinking about me. Hey, call the studio. We're on the air and you're late.
All right, man.
You got -1 gold star, Milkman.
Oh, shit. I'm
riding you up. Call back post haste. Thank all you. Right. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Saving for the... Oh, yeah. All right, bye. He's got to learn to save up that energy, man. That chi power. He's going to lose. He's not going to be able to produce children. The guy's in his 50s already. He hasn't had a kid yet.
Yeah, man.
I mean, come on. Yeah. You got to save them sperms up. Comes out too thin, you know? Thin sperm. I got thin G's. We're having bad visuals here tonight. Yep.
There we go. Bad visuals here tonight. What's up, man? The phone's fuzzy again. It's making that. God damn it!
Stop! What's wrong? The phone acting up?
I just knocked everything else down, but I didn't fix the phone. It's just making that weird fizz bullshit sound again. It's making that fucking gay fizz bullshit sound that it makes all the time. You know?
About to retire that phone, bro.
Yeah, it's a nice. I think it's the phone line. I think I'm getting some interference on the line, man.
Phone may have seen its better days.
Yeah. Don't give me any crap. How you been, man? How's your week?
Oh, man, I've been working my ass off, dude. Busy.
Making that money, though, eh, Milkman?
Huh?
Making that money, eh, Milkman?
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
I might be going to another job pretty soon, man, right across the street.
Oh, really? Better pay? Doing the same thing? What's going on?
Same kind of pay, man. Just extended stay, you know?
Okay. Longer term contract?
Yeah, dude. Just, you know, next job, man. More security.
Milkman, I wanted to ask you, I thought you'd be, I don't know if you knew about this, but the release candidate 2 for Windows XP Service Pack 3.
What is it now?
The new release candidate, the beta version of Service Pack 3 for Windows XP was released yesterday.
Really?
Have you heard anything about it? I heard that there's up to a 20% increase in performance.
Dude, I haven't heard anything about it, but, you know, I have to see it to believe it, but I think it's a good step because... so far, Vista's tanking, like, major.
Yeah, well, in August or July, they're set to stop retailing XP anymore. It's not going to be.
That's what they've been saying that for how long now?
I doubt they're going to do it, man. They're going to have to admit that Vista is not what they thought it was, and they're going to have to focus on the other operator. Was it Windows 7? Is that what they're calling it? The newer one? It's going to come out in like 2 years.
You'd have no idea. This is disgusting.
Yeah, Vista is crap. I have a version of it here that I refuse to install, Milkman.
Oh man, don't waste your time. Put that feet.
I won't, man. I'm staying away from it. So, anyway, so when do you think you'll be home? What's the traffic report?
Traffic is very heavy tonight.
Okay, well, very heavy. Well, it's excuse me, it's a regular occurrence with you.
Yes, it is.
We're not very happy with you, man.
I'll make it up.
I'm kidding. Milkman, you can sit in for the news real quick. All right, we're going to go through some stuff rapid fire here. I wanted to talk about the missile, man. What about that missile, huh? Supposedly direct hit, or you know, just did its job yesterday.
What missile?
The missile. You know, the missile that was shot up to intercept the spy satellite that was going to crash.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, you didn't hear about it. Okay, so this is... there's this, like, spy satellite that's only a year or two old, and it malfunctioned, and it was gonna crash back into the Earth, and they suspected a good portion of it would survive. So the United States, the government said that the reason they were destroying it was because it had a lot of fuel in it still, and it could potentially cause a hazardous cloud of about 2 football field lengths, they said.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people are speculating it was a spy satellite, that it might have been headed to crash like in China or something like that.
Exactly.
And they're afraid that they would be able to. And at the same time, remember, China exploded, did the same with an aging weather satellite and caused a lot of commotion last year when they exploded that aging weather satellite, that kind of proving that, you know, they can, you know, launch stuff into space, and we kind of came back and said, yeah, well, here. You know, and
exactly.
and at the same time, we are working on a missile defense shield. So
Star
I think
Wars, dude.
Well, not Star Wars, because Star Wars was lasers in space. That's Ronald Reagan. He watched too much of that movie. He watched too much of the movie Star Wars, and he wanted a reason to kind of attach, you know, kind of explain.
He had Alzheimer's disease by the time that came out anyway.
I know. That guy was an old fucker, was crazy. Anyway. So that's that news story. Wasn't that exciting? So we kicked ass. Yeah, USA won, China zero, and satellites negative one. In your face.
One last piece of space junk.
That's wrong. Now that's like 1,000 pieces of space junk. Anyway, speaking of China, a Chinese radio station was denounced for sexually explicit shows. Apparently, there were some show was sensationalizing sex life experiences, sexual organs, and the impact of sexual enhancement drugs. You know, that word organs just kind of like, it just sounds dirty, you know? Organ, like, touch my organ, I want to see your organs, he pulled out his organs, you know?
It sounds like church, man.
That's like a 1940s term for privates.
Like church, man. You're going in there and listening to them play with the organ.
Play with the organ. You mash your fingers on the organ, so that's a stupid story.
Well, you see the little monkey walking around holding out the coin cup with the little organ grinder.
Oh, God, that's nasty. Grinding it up, that dirty-ass monkey, grinding up your organs. Is that what you want, folks? Stay away from it. And
give him a nickel and he'll do it.
Milkman, where do you stand on HD, DVD, and Blu-ray? What would you want to get?
I don't give a fuck, dude. Whatever's cheapest.
Okay, well, it's not going to be HD, DVD because, of course, it's dead. Officially, as of this week, Toshiba dropped their support for it.
And whatever's easiest to copy and avoid DRM.
Equals Betamax, and that's it. Just as much as you know, Blu-ray is the only one that survived. There you go. All right, good. And
I don't even think it's that simple. I think it's going to be more like DVD minus R and plus R. I think it's going to be more along those lines, dude.
Huh? DVD minus R. I never understood that whole thing. That was so confusing and annoying.
It was too competing.
I know. That was so damn confusing and annoying, and it made no sense. And what happened is you'd end up going out to buy blank DVDs to burn a movie, and on accident you bought the plus R instead of the minus R because you didn't pay attention. And then I ended up with a whole spool of DVDs that I didn't have nothing to do with.
MacBook? That was only the old players at first. Well, all the new ones became multiplayers.
Yeah, the old players and then also the old burners, too. The old burners didn't all do, weren't all dual format. They only did the dual format. The dual format sort of coming out late.
A higher percentage of them did minus R.
Late 2003, early 2004 was when affordable dual burners came out for computers, and that was a great time.
It was a great time, but there was one caveat. You know, there never was, has been, affordable dual media.
Yeah, that's true. And right now, you can't on Blu-ray discs.
It's
I don't know. In time, you think they will? I don't know. I think it's gonna, the industry's gonna hold it, like, do whatever they need to do to make it so Blu-ray burners don't exist, so people can't just direct copy movies anymore. You know what I mean? Exactly what's going to happen.
I still think they're going to have multipliers.
That's good.
Because there's not going to be enough people that are going to just sell on the one. There's going to be us out there like a copy.
Well, HD. No, no, no. Toshiba was running HD DVD. It was their product, and they dropped it. Blockbuster dropped them. Walmart blocked them. All the movie studios have blocked them. There's not going to be any more HD DVDs at all. No, all the studios have dropped it. I think Disney and Universal were the last ones to do it yesterday.
Wow, that's my prediction is about to go far.
Yeah, so that's it. So like I told you, it's just Blu-ray now. So everybody, man, I would really be pissed off if I bought an HD. And I wanted to buy an HD DVD player. I was expecting to actually buy an Xbox 360. But not lately, now I'm thinking about getting a PlayStation 3, to be honest with you. Anyway, Milkman, we have to do pranks. The people call for pranks. They want pranks. We must do the pranks. That's enough for the news. That is the news, Milkman, and the news. Thank you, Milkman. That's Milkman's news. All right, we're going to call Goldie the Clown. Goldie the Clown is a clown. Is a gay clown in Rockland, Mass. Has to be a gay clown. Come on, name like Goldie, please. Nigga, please. All right, we'll be right back with the first prank of the night. Goldie the Clown coming up.
Watch out now.
My song's on, I gotta get my grub on some thought. All the three buckets of mama, we getting mojo off the bus. You getting jelly, pulling mojos off the look. You getting jelly, you wanna hate me, cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking in her eyes, I can see she wants more than that. When I see fat asses, I make fat pass like quarterback. Beat nuts is all of that, your shit quarter whack. Don't think I'm dead, if you're fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock, ever since junior high, swell a fly fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up, I'm fed up.
All right, good. It's Audible. Audible. The Audible Clown coming up.
Thank you. You have reached mailbox number 781.
Well, I guess that's not going to work, huh?
New number?
6, 8, 4, 3,
no, that was not a new number. That's actually a Lonesome Loser number. Lonesome Loser, you're off to a slow start right now. He's got a ton of numbers here. I really wanted that clown. God damn it. What about here's one. Maybe this is a clown. This one's called Giggles. That's got to be a clown.
Cool.
I mean, come on. Who else? Well, normally clowns are like doctors. You know how doctors have, like, you know, blah, 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 you know, Dr. Nargis, MD. Clowns usually always add that, the clown, to the end of it. It's like their title. Like Esquire and stuff like that. All right, anyway. Ooh, the House of Flying Monkeys. We got a bunch of numbers here. Diddles.
Esquire, anyway.
Diddles Cafes here. We got Dirty Harry's here. Jumping Catfish. Gordon T. Hughes in Wales. Gordon T. Hughes in Wales. The Chicken Little Restaurant's coming in here from Lonesome Loser. We got tons of stuff to do. We got a request to prank, too. A guy wants us to prank call his brother. His brother's a huge Green Day fan, so we're going to be doing a Green Day-related prank call. All
right.
That's one of your favorites, Milkman. Watch out.
Right.
Hey. All right. Giggles. Whatever this is, I don't know. A girl answered there just now. Giggles. Hopefully the clown. Hopefully Giggles the heterosexual female clown. That'd be fun. you gotta get some GPS, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get yourself a GPS. I'm gonna get you a GPS for a Good Friday, all right, man?
I'm talking about.
Yes, we'll be ringing in New Friday here.
Hi,
live in the mouth.
Hi, Terry, leave me a message.
God damn it, that's two in a row.
When you have finished...
Two in a row. Jesus, two in a row. Whoa. Two in a row, Milkman, not good, not good at all. But we continue on. We keep moving on. Let's see what else we got here. MSC3 Clay calls it, this version is W Hardware Wars. That's a good name for it. Reagan had the Star Wars, and George W. Bush has the Hardware Wars. Okay, cool. Like, Nunu has said nothing. What else is here? House of Flying Monkeys, I said before. It's a novelty store. Well, what's a novelty store? It's like Spencer's in the mall, I suppose, where they got like little novelty cars and little balls that make noise, and they got Dr. Lego's gross tape. Dr. Lego's gross tape is there. I'm sure you get that. I'll be right back with House of Flying Monkeys in just a moment. Thank you. Wish us luck.
House of Flying Monkeys, this is Aaron.
Fucking music. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Music wouldn't stop playing. Hate that, right?
I'm sorry?
I said the music wouldn't stop playing. You got cards there? Those greeting cards?
No, we sell gaming cards.
Gaming cards?
Yeah, like Magic.
Oh, you got Magic?
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, stuff like that.
You got Magic, though, right? I'll tell you what, man, I had this white deck. Ooh, man, I'll tell you what, man, it had ghostesses in it. It was my Rebel Ghost deck. Straight up, I had a background story for it and everything. The Rebels were fighting Urza, okay? And there was this red deck, and it had trolls, and they were shooting fire over into the White Lands. So then, the trolls got defeated with Trample. And that's the whole backstory right there, man. So the dead rebels came back as ghosts, and they all had first strike, man. To what? You remember that card Armageddon?
Uh-huh.
I pull out Armageddon, it was like... Game over, bitch. Game over. What kind of decks do you guys recommend these days?
It kind of depends on what format you're playing. If you're playing Type 2, Tribal Thick decks are going really well right now because Lorwyn and Morningtide are both really Tribal heavy.
Tribal Thick.
Yep, they've got lots and lots of Tribal instants and spells in them, as well as stuff that benefits like all Goblins or all Merfolk or whatever.
Right.
If you're playing Legacy, Sliver's are always a sure bet.
Okay.
They get real big real quick.
So what's the deal with white? What's with the white decks now? They gone? They're not the hotness anymore like they used to be?
No, people still use them. In fact, some of the newer decks in Type 2 that are running Kithkin Soldiers are running a lot of white in them.
Oh, man, I love white. I love planes. I love white decks. I like to mix a little red in there sometimes, you know, like a good sauce. Get yourself, you know, like a marinara sauce, a little bit of it, man, and you mix it in with a heavy cream. They called it the pink deck, man, the pink deck. And I'm talking way back. I'm an old school player from back when it first came out in the 90s, and I stopped playing in 2001, man. And I still got tons and tons of cards, man. Tons. Do you guys allow trading there on premises?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, there was this guy, his name is Saddy. He had a store, man, it was called Exclusive. He said you couldn't trade on his property at all, and he kicked me out once.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah, he's like, no, he said, don't trade, no, you're not allowed to trade in here, you know. And he had all these little kids, little teenagers and little middle school age kids all the time. And he told him, no, don't trade. And I went there once, and I said, man, all right, we're all going to leave so we can go trade. And I had everybody meet me down two buildings down at the bowling alley, and we traded there. And he got all mad because I took his business. He banned me from the store, man. And I was one of his first customers ever, and he banned me from the store, man. So then I went, and I reported him to to Upper Deck because he was selling wax packs of NBA cards before they were supposed to come out, and he couldn't sell Upper Deck cards anymore. And then I reported him to Wizards of the Coast too, man. And he couldn't sell Magic cards for like 6 months. And
ouch.
That hit. He said if it wasn't for Pokemon, he would have had to close his business, is what he told my friend. Because that's right when Pokemon, he said that because of Pokemon, he was able to stay in business. I almost put him out, man. I almost put him out. That's how hardcore, man. I roll like that, man. I roll like that.
That
I don't,
makes sense.
I roll just like that, brother. I roll like that. You've been a consummate professional, sir. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. I'm going to let you go now. You've been a great trooper, sir. Go ahead and say hi to all your fans and listeners real quick.
Alrighty.
Let's say hi to all my fans and listeners. Say that.
Hello.
All right, then.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. Take care, buddy.
Yep.
How you doing?
Whatever. Fucking Magic.
Okay.
I used to play that Magic shit all the time, man. That was such a waste of money and time. Never gonna get any pussy playing Magic the Gathering, everybody. Don't play Magic the Gathering, alright? Play that shit.
I remember kids playing in high school used to laugh at them.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. Syndicate, we've got no audio in fucking Syndicate whatsoever. Let me check in with them here real quick. Audio, yeah?
Sign language to sign them that they had no audio.
Alright, well, I maybe I should just restart the other room. That's twice now. Actually, three or four times I keep trying to get that shit to work. I'm waiting on instructions from the Syndicate people. The audio went down over there and they missed a good prank call. Well, if you want to call in, the toll free line is open, 888-278-8509. That's 888-278-8509. I'm going to call us in, call us in. Do it, man. Do it! I dare you. I double dog dare you. The Horny Toad Restaurant just came in from Lonesome Loser. Let's try to get to some of these older numbers before they stop answering and we're stuck in the dark like Chuck. Oh, shit. Wasn't Milkman on the phone? What happened to him? Oh, crap. We lost Milkman. Well, he'll call back.
Oh, you're responsible for Milkman.
I am. I'm responsible for Milkman right now. I am. Well, I'm going to hold on here for a second, see if I get some answer from the Syndicate people, the syndicators. Should I restart the room, Earth? Thank you, please, Carlito. King of Thursday night. All right. We'll see if we get an answer here. In the meantime, I'm going to call Diddle's Cafe in Gross Plains, or not, Gross Plains, Cross Plains. Gross Plains, Cross Plains, man. Tuck, when's the last time you called in, son of a bitch? You never call that anymore. We used to call in all the time.
Don't call, am I not calling you right now?
Not now, now's too late. Now the phone's in use, punk.
I wait for Jonathan to call.
Jonathan.
I can call until Jonathan calls.
I don't know, I'm going to have to call Jonathan in a second here.
Law.
You have
it's
to.
Rule. Gotta break the rule.
You know, we did this. We can't get Milkman back on the line. I'll call him back in a second. After this call, I'll have him call back in.
I like my mushrooms, extra cheese, black olives, thin crust, New York style. Love Chicago, but love my pizza, New York style, man. That's right. Thin crust, man. I even like anchovies on mine. I like my ramen. Mabo ramen or Moyashi ramen, Tata ramen, nice bowl of that, Mabo ramen. Let's see here. Ajidashi.
Are you talking tofu. About your noodle?
Chocha. Now we're talking.
Chocha.
That's fit for a king. Carlito.
That's that
energy food.
That's such a man.
Soji Yamamoto. They're
solid energy.
Don't be nasty, man. Don't be crass, Milkman. Jeez.
Oh, man, it'll make you crash.
I'll make you crash, baby. All right, we're back in Syndicate, apparently. I need to get the high sign. Hopefully we got some audio back. I don't know.
The high side.
Look at the high side from Syndicate. The audio's
the
working, man.
The highness side, huh?
It's still freaking not working. Milkman, keep continue to entertain the people while I try to fix the Syndicate over here real quick. This is crazy.
Okay. Well, you know, we may need a little bit of assistance here.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
You keep eating ramen noodles. Where is our buddy at, man?
Who?
Where is our buddy? Why isn't he here rescuing us?
Who's our buddy? Who?
Where is our buddy?
I don't have a buddy.
Buddy Dolphy, who are you?
I don't have any buddies.
Huh?
I don't have any buddies. What are you talking about?
We got our power over Syndicate. The guy calls and does calls with this.
Dino? It's a stick cam thing, my friend. It's not him. He can't do anything about it.
Where is El Dinoir tonight?
Dinoir is not around. He's around. Dinoir. He's listening. He's busy. He's not on the air. He's not always on, man. Come on.
He's being paged, man. He needs to come in there and redirect these streams.
Milkman has the answer to every problem. You know what I am going to do, Milkman? You're going to miss this. Milkman, you're going to miss this because you're not listening on the air now, but I'm going to play a prank call here that I did on Saturday night. You ready to hear that? I am.
All right. Cool, man.
It's
Saturday night.
Saturday night. That's right. A Saturday night prank call by Carlito last Saturday night I did at 12:38 a.m.
Carlito called Tienda? Part 2?
No, not quite, but everybody listen to this. Milkman, I'll send this to you later. Everybody listen to this while I work on something.
Enjoy. I'm sure it's good.
Come on, man. It's me. Of course it's good. What are you talking about? It's I need to get a name for this character. It's a new character here for the Madhouse show.
Oh, no. I love characters.
Well, this is a newer one. I tell you, it's hilarious. I forgot about it until today. Brandon's heard this already. Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Who's this?
Trying to drizzle out, man. Hello? Yeah, you sound good tonight, boy. you sound good, man. Yeah.
What do you think of that show, man? Kidding, that was my favorite part. What about the prank calls?
Oh, yeah, man. You got on the phone.
Yeah, man. Maybe next time you won't suck so bad.
All right, man.
Definitely not, right?
You know, they don't understand it. Sometimes this guy just doesn't understand. That's a call that I did a prank call on. I did to KDK. I called KDK during a show.
I didn't even recognize that was KDK's voice.
Yeah, that was KDK on his show. And right after I spoofed the number, you know, I did a spooftail card call. So he thought that it was like, you know, someone locally, and he gave out the number on the air, and I called the cell phone. I think he didn't know that I had a cell phone number, maybe. I don't know, but it was a fun call. I'm sure he appreciated it, but that Milkman, when you hear the character, it's something really crazy, man.
Uh-oh.
It's like I would say, what would you describe that, Tuck and anybody else? Brandon, I guess, is in here. Would you describe it like a glitch in the voice?
The premise already.
Jabba the Hutt. If Jabba the Hutt was from the South, that's what it would sound like. Yeah, it's like a step up from the old Jack Masterson kind of thing, you know. It's funny. Everybody, be sure to catch that. I'm going to play that on the break for you folks in Syndicate who missed that call.
Jack Masterson has always been a favorite.
I think it's more like a Black Jack Masterson that call was, I think, but Black Jack Masterson. Yeah, Black Jack Masterson. This is Jack Black Jack Masterson.
Black Jack Masterson.
White Jack.
This is Black Jack. All right, you know we got to do some calls with our new character Black Jack.
Yeah, the thing is with Black Jack, he thinks 22 is a winner.
He thinks 22. dumbass. That's funny. He doubles down on 19. He's so fucking crazy. Crazy asshole. All right. The next call tonight's coming up. We're going to call Dead Fish Restaurant in Crockett, California.
Oh.
And I'll do this call as Blackjack, but we'll have to replay it so everyone can hear it, you know, because if not, you don't hear the change in voice. But everyone, stand by for this. Dead Fish. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello?
Hey, is this a Dead Fish? Hello? Hello? Sir? Sir? Okay, we lost the patient.
To goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. I hit it too many times. Fuck.
Man, the calls are just not hitting off tonight at all. I got big plans and pants to match, but man, nothing's following through. Son of a bitch. I'll play that again. And I hung up on Milkman again. Son of a... Oh, I'm so stupid. Stupid! Hung up on Milkman again. Milkman will call back, I'm sure. In the meantime, let's look for another call here that we can do. We got the King Ping Tattooing. This one's in Independence, Missouri. You know, I thought I had a good deal. I went to the local Walmart, did some shopping, and I stopped. The Walmart here has a liquor store attached to it. And I stopped there, and I saw a very cheap price for a 24-pack of Miller Lite cans. I was like, wow, that's a good damn price for a 24-pack of Miller Lite cans. Let me pick that up. I got home on Saturday, and I chilled them and everything, and then I went to grab one out on Saturday night, and they're these 8-ounce cans, man. They're like half a can, half a normal can of beer. They're really small. They're very effeminate. I'll tell you what, I like drinking out of the 8-ounce can because it stays colder. I have the tendency to let the can sit around for too long. 8 ounces is the perfect amount of time for me to get my beer on and have it still be cold. It's kind of cool to have, like, these small cans. They fit right in my fat hand. I can envelop the whole thing. Look at that. It's like a shit. It's like two shots of beer. I can chug these for sure. Oh, man. You gotta love beer, man. Nectar of the gods. All right, we're gonna call the King Ping Tattooing here. I got an idea from last week. For a tattoo shop. Anyway, and if you want to call them, I saw someone called in. I was in the middle of a ramble. I think that's the 2788509. So you can join us tonight like this person here.
To answer your call right now, please leave your name, number, and a message after the tone.
Jonathan, what's up, man?
Not much.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right.
I got to turn off that answer machine. It picks up like after 3 rings, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know you got an answer machine put to a free line.
Yeah, well, I do. It's a new thing, but it's usually set to like 15 rings. And now it actually went through on the third one. I changed it, I forgot to change it back, so that's a no-no. Now I know why I kept the answering machine off here. Anyway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. It's raining like cats and dogs down here.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we got a lot of rain today, too. I saw it was traveling up north. Into your area, so yeah, watch out for those thunderstorms, man.
Yeah, that's why we're staying in where it's nice and dry.
Yeah, you know, they say when a tornado's coming, it sounds like a freight train. That's what I listen out for, like when I hear a tornado warning, you know. Because, you know, a tornado watch just means the conditions might be right. You know, a tornado watch is, you know, watch out for tornadoes. When they say tornado warning, that means there's a tornado right now where you're at, and, you know, take cover. So I always listen for the freight train sound. If I don't hear the freight train sound, I'm cool. I'm like, whatever, man, whatever. I used to count lightning. Like, you know, like lightning, you count the flash, the amount of time between the flash and the thunder to see how far away it is. I used to do that, and I forgot
I
forgot the formula. What is it? Every second is a mile? Is that the deal? Or it's less than that, right?
I think so.
I think every four...
That's about how I understand it. Every second's a mile.
Every second's a mile. I think sound travels faster than a mile a second, though, doesn't it? I don't know. Interesting.
I think so.
That's not what I was taught. I don't know if it's real or not. That just...
Yeah.
I'm not Nothing's been going over here. I finally got my bus back today.
So, man, you lose your bus all the time. You get hit by somebody. It breaks down. They don't change the oil. What happened this time to it?
They just had to fix the air door on it. That's all.
Okay.
They ordered a piece for it, and the piece finally came in. So
I went to the store to get a piece, and it came out. It was gone. I looked all over for it.
Crap. Was it running good? Everything's okay? Because that was a brand new bus you got last year, and now it's like been in the shop three times.
Oh, it's been in the shop more than three times.
Really? That's sad, man. It's a Bluebird bus, too, right? Or no?
It's an International.
International. We've asked you that before. That's right. That's right. You ever think about going into just regular trucking?
Mailbox
probably,
2.
Not.
Now recording.
What was that?
That's a stupid answer machine. What was that now? I'm sorry. Have you ever thought about going to the trucking industry?
Probably. I have a little bit more experience for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be a little easy. I don't know.
I hear it's really easy. It's just, you know, if you don't have a wife, if you don't have kids, it's something you can do, man. It's a lot of money. You get to see the country. I get really stressed out driving, so I couldn't do it. That'd be kind of cool to, you know, get yourself one of those big rigs, you know, not a big rig, but, you know, one of the ones that has, like, a sleeper in it and stuff like that. You could actually sleep inside the cabin and do your own thing, you
right.
know. I guess satellite radio. I don't listen to Howard, you know, and the Sirius radio all up and down the country. Not have to change the station ever, man. Awesomeness. Jonathan, you want to do a prank call?
Sure.
You want to call England? Never mind that.
No, I can do that.
I don't have an international card. Never mind. Sorry. But you can call the Horny Toad Restaurant. How about that?
Okay.
Here's the Horny Toad Restaurant. Good luck with this. Don't let us down, because, hey, I haven't had any luck, so. Well, the last call was pretty good. Okay. The Horny Toad Restaurant. Don't go anywhere, Jonathan. Be right back with Jonathan and a prank call.
Just Blaze.
I have to go turn the answer machine off. I could have clicked the line over.
Toad. Yes, ma'am. What kind of food do y'all have?
Fried chicken, ribs, cheeseburgers, hamburgers. Yeah, so pretty much.
Fried chicken, you said?
Yes.
How good is your fried chicken?
Well, pretty good. Really good.
Oh, who's that laughing in the background?
People behind me.
I sure hope they ain't laughing at me.
No, they're not.
I sure hope they have their pants
the
on.
The Grinch don't play around.
Huh?
I said the Grinch Meister don't play around.
I sure hope they have their pants on, baby. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you baby. I'll call you lady. I sure hope they have their pants on, because my friend over here, Grinch, he frowns upon nudity.
Oh.
Don't you, Grinch?
Hell yeah.
Grinch doesn't like naked people. He doesn't like men who don't wear pants together. Men always...
Oh, yeah. Well, me neither, really.
boys kiss girls, and boys don't show their other boys their pee-pee, is what...
I agree.
My father always told me that. But it was okay if it was with him, because he was my father. And then one time he hugged me, and he was wearing jeans, and I asked him what was that, and he said that he had a cucumber in his pants. But I don't think it was a cucumber now that I think about it, now that I'm a little older and wiser.
Yeah, probably not.
That is pretty impressive, though. Pretty impressive. But... I say, Dad, what's that? He said, oh, it's a cucumber. I was like, oh, okay. And he said, you want to do it again? I was like, yeah, let's do it again. And 2 hours later, we were still just a long, warm embrace. It was a beautiful thing. You ever have like a nice, long, bless you. You ever have like a nice, long embrace, warm hug, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
But I like that. I miss that from my father. We used to hug each other for... Wow, we'd hug and hug and hug all night. All night. We used to hug all night. Never, nothing else. It was nothing sexual. It was all just a man and his son hugging. And, you know, he would stroke my head a little bit in the back. I had long, I had a ponytail. He would stroke it a little bit. Like, you know, just like, you know, they're there. Everything's okay. He would say, everything's okay. And I remember a few times he told me, you know, if we were hugging in bed, he'd say to get the hand lotion sometimes because he had to use hand lotion. Well, whatever. As long as the lights were out, I didn't mind. You don't find anything where we're hugging for more than 15 minutes with your dad?
Hello?
Do you find anything weird about hugging your father for more than 15 minutes at a time?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Debbie. I'm the general manager.
Hey, Debbie. How's it going, sister?
It's going fine. What do you want?
You sound a little serious all of a sudden. Like I am
serious. I'm working.
You have a serious vibe to you. This is serious business, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't want to upset you. Please don't tell my mother that I called you. You sound like you mean business. Stupid woman.
To place a call, press.
The fuck was that about?
Naughty, naughty, young man. Naughty, oh, naughty. I'm serious.
All right, Jonathan.
I actually fell for it, too.
Hey, the buzz went away. All right, we got normal fun again. Jonathan, that's great news. And on that note, say hi to your fans and listeners real quick.
I would like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have a great weekend.
I hope you do, too, Jonathan.
All right, I'll talk
with you later. All right, buddy, get that cucumber out of your pants, Jonathan. Good night.
God, I just gotta... I got, like, some serious indigestion here. Like, I had some garlic tonight, and I mixed it with beer. And now it's coming up. The acid's attacking me. Music.
Oh, yeah.
A tune, Milkman, a tune. Oh, Milkman's not around. Talk, play music, man. We need music here.
No, all right.
Thank you.
Hang on a
second. All right, Milkman's back. Milkman.
Man, you just missed a great call. Jonathan tore the house down with the greatest prank I've ever heard anybody like Jonathan make, man. You missed it. No, he stayed on the line. But I had this weird conversation with this woman about my dad hugging me and telling me that he had a cucumber in his pants.
Are you happy to see you?
Yeah. You missed it, man. Try to get home. How far? What are we looking at? 15 minutes? What's your status, man?
About 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm about 8 miles from home now.
It's like a half hour. Jesus.
About 10, 15 minutes. I had to stop and get something to eat, dude. Today, I didn't have a thing to eat.
You couldn't wait until after the show to get something to eat?
Oh, dude, I couldn't wait, man. I was dying, bro.
It's like 8 o'clock.
By the time I got off of work, man, by the time I got off the show, it was only over, man.
You could have gone home and drunk a few glasses of water, and you would have been okay for like an hour or two. And then you could have gone out and gotten yourself some late-night food. Gone to Wendy's, get yourself a baked potato, something like that. You went and got that damn ramen noodle stuff again, didn't you? It takes him like so long to make that for you, man. How could you do that? We're trying to have a show here.
Dude, I offered to share. I bought you some.
Yeah, you go throw it at me at my house from over there in California all the way over to Florida. You do that. Thanks, Milkman. You're an Indian giver, dude. You know that?
Dude, I got pictures, man.
Pictures, my ass. I gave you a picture. Picture of me and your old lady. It's somewhere. That's private pictures, private time.
That's all right. Milkman enjoys private pictures as well.
Yeah. I bet you are. She's dying to see pictures of me and my fiance naked. I know you.
Man, I was seeing you naked. I want to see her naked now.
Okay, we're gonna call the sexy donut. Mexican woman answered. This is in Los Angeles. Milkman, how far away from you in the sexy donut, man? Go in there.
All right, I'm on my way, man. What street is it on?
It's on South San Pedro Street.
Oh, I know where that's at, too. I'm south of there right now. I'm on Magnolia.
You're on Magnolia. All right, go to 4003 South San Pedro Street and report while I do this prank call.
That's far north.
All right. Yeah, right. Sexy Donut coming up, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Next prank call of the night on Madhouse Radio. SyndicateRadio.tv, MadhouseLine.com. Very quiet and slow in the chat room, everybody. Come on. Talking on 8.6 out there.
Hello?
Hey, me Reiki. How are you? Oh.
Hello.
Me Reiki.
Huh?
Donuts? Do you have donuts?
Hello?
Do you have donuts?
Yeah, we have donuts.
Glaze?
Huh?
How many glaze? How many glazed donuts?
How many donuts you want?
What's so funny?
So funny, what?
No, why? What's so... I asked how many donuts they have. Huh? What's that? What's that about? Are you making
nothing.
Are you making an innuendo?
Huh?
Are you making an innuendo?
No.
No? I hope not. Because I will come down there, and I will give you an F rating. F as in fail.
Fail. Oh, yeah. How respect that one?
Yeah, I got a briefcase. I have glasses, mm-hmm. And I wear a hat that says "The City" going across it.
Okay. Anyway, okay. What you need then? So I need to work.
You need to work. You need to work. Come on.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I have no time now.
Well, watch it. Watch it. Respect me. My question about you was how many glazed donuts you have ready now. I'm in my...
Half dozen.
5 dozen?
Half dozen only.
What the fuck is that, a half dozen only?
Okay, get lost, man.
Aw, man, I'm going to call him right back, Milkman. That's not fair. You don't hang up on Carlito. I'm Carlito. I am Carlito. No one hangs up on me like that.
Bastards and call in now.
Bastards. Undocumented workers. I know you are. They're all undocumented, Milkman. I know they are, man. Every single one of them. Every Hispanic person you see in Los Angeles is undocumented. You should stop them and put them on citizen's arrest. And goddammit, take them right to the border yourself. That's a public service announcement from Carlito. I'm such a traitor to my own people. I have yet to see No Country for Old Men. They're talking about it in the chat room. No Country for Old Men. But I would like to see that movie. We're talking about that at work today. Sounds like a good movie. Wait, what?
Remember the old drunk gay guys that we just had on KDK's show, Ray Peters?
Ray Peters? Oh, man. The two old guys that fight with each other?
Man.
Oh, man. I've tried to download those. I can't find them anywhere, and KDK would never send them to me. I was like, come on, send me those. You know, I bet you Ted has those, but that bastard is in school.
Ted has everything.
Oh, man. I got to get Ted to get me that. Get me some Ray and Pete. And then they had a third guy who would show up, too, after a while. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, there's a
class.
I bet that movie was like a
spin-off
of them, too.
Maybe. MST3 Clay suggested Roscoe for that new character. That's cool. First name Roscoe. I don't know. Roscoe Blackjack. I don't know. Or Blackjack Roscoe. I like that right there. Blackjack Roscoe. I had a character that I called Rex something a while ago. Maybe Saigon remembers because he thought it was funny. Saigon, if you're listening, I don't know if he is. But if you remember, I made up a character once called Rex something. I forgot the last name, but the first name was Rex.
Tom.
Rex who?
Tom.
Rex Tom.
Welcome.
Oh, please. Anyway, all right. We got any more prank calls. New News asking for UK calls. I would like to, but I don't have an international card. I don't have Milkman's written down. The new one, and maybe Lonesome will send one in a second. Hang tight, the word's out there. If Lonesome has one available, he'll send one. If not, we'll wait for Milkman to get home. We're about to take a break here. I'm going to do one more call here to Chubby's Mexican Feud in Littleton, Colorado, home of what happened in Littleton. What was that? The Columbine Massacre? Is that what happened over there? God damn it. Damn goth kids. Damn emo goth kids. Ruining stuff for us. Those dorks.
Fresh, man.
Anyway, alright. Here we go. Next prank call of the night, Chubby's Mexican Food. Just a moment. Hang on, everybody. Doobie Brothers on the mouth. My favorite part was coming up. God, whoa. Woo. I could smell the garlic in that one. Woo. I bet she's on the phone still. Yeah, it smells like, my phone smells like garlic. Here comes another one. Hang on. That was bad. Ooh. Oofa. That's nasty. I would never do that. Although I did...
Chubby's number 14, located at 5820...
Fuck you! Near the fucking Walmart. You know what I did do once? We're going to take a break in a moment here, folks. But what I did do once... Athena was in the kitchen, and I grabbed a glass, and I took it, and I put my ass, I put it up to my ass, and I farted, and I put it up to her face, and she almost threw up. She got really mad at me. She didn't talk to me for like a few hours, I remember. She says to this day, it smelled like old rotten corn. She said is what it smelled like, rotten corn.
What's that problem, man?
Wow, that was like, wow, at least a year ago, if not more. I actually farted into a cup and I put it in her, I like threw it on her face. And it's really wicked. Farts are funny, man, because like you can fart in a cup, and it's like it's an actual like liquid in there. You can actually like dump it on somebody. It's really nasty, man. But oh, that was yeah. And I remember I told her I was gonna drink out of it right afterwards, and she got really mad at me. She's like, "Don't you drink out of that?" Anyway, we gotta look at this. Okay, so we're gonna take a break here real quick. Milkman, I guess you're gonna have to stand in line. Yeah. All right. So we got a international card here for us to use from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, dude, man. We're trying. We're doing a good show here. We're having fun. Not everybody's answering, but we're doing our thing. Chill out. Coming up after the break, we have Weeble's Bar and Grill. We have the Red Hot Roasters. We're going to be calling Geraint Morgan in Wales, England. Who else? We got some more English numbers here. I know we did. Gordon Hughes in Wales also. We got some Welsh numbers.
Yeah.
Red Hot Roasters. That sounds kind of fun. I never did the tattooing, I don't think. King Ping Tattooing. I definitely want to do that. And that's in Missouri. So... You know what I noticed, Milkman? Number one, all the candidates, McCain, Obama, who I endorse, and Clinton, all of them call Missouri, they call it Missouri. Because I think everybody in Missouri actually calls it Missouri, you know, like not Missouri. Like I would call it normally, they actually say Missouri. So to kind of communicate with them on their level, they'll actually, when they're talking, they'll always say Missouri. I've noticed that from all three of them. And another thing I wanted to say here, and this is a warning to all three of you candidates here. Now, Milkman, you decided, you said that you want to hold off on making a decision for you. I am endorsing officially here in the mouth that Carlito endorses Obama, Barack Obama, for the presidency. What I do want to mention, I see Ted's in. Ted, welcome. We're about to take a break. Sit there for a while, Ted, but thank you for making it. I'm glad you're here. We have stuff to talk about. I did want to mention that I'm sick and tired of hearing a candidate speak in a debate or in an interview or a news or seem on the news, and the damn candidate says something to this effect. That's just like Susie Robinson, who I met, and blah blah blah, and she's poor and this, and she lives out of her car, something like that. They keep mentioning, they'll mention like the name, they'll drop the name of like an actual person that they say they met, whose story that, you know, touched them and why they want. I want there to be an expose. The next time Clinton or Obama or McCain mention a person's name, like a common person's name and their situation, I would like a news outfit out there to actually follow up on that and see if that person actually exists or if they're not just making up a story. I have a feeling that there's no way that Hillary Clinton is remembering the name of some guy or some lady that she met that gave her some sob story in bumfuck Maine or bumfuck Vermont or something like that. You really think she's going around memorizing the full name of common Americans who told her something when she's at some kind of event somewhere. They all do that every time. At least once a week I hear one of those candidates say
campaign
that.
Campaign manager's job. They write that stuff down.
They write that stuff, yeah. But I would like to see someone follow up and see if those, you know, follow up on one of those
didn't
names.
Even meet the person. That was probably like one of the people in her campaign.
They just get some weird letter in the mail. Whatever. I want there to be some follow-up on that, because I have a sneaky suspicion that it's all fake and a ruse. And I would pull my support of a candidate if I were to find that out. So open notice to all of you. I mean, that's some talent right there, man. I loved hearing that. I remember, didn't she came in for what was it? Was it Ease 1000th episode or something like that they did once? Didn't she queef, like, I remember hearing it when it was live. She queefed like so many times in a row. I remember once I was actually late to work. Two times that I've been late to work for the Howard Stern Show. One was for Zolar when he was playing his contest, like way back in 2000. He was playing like the one where you have to bet whether or not the stripper got the answer right to the question. I was late to work because I was listening to him play that. And then I didn't even know him back then. You know, this is a long time ago before this whole thing started. And also one time, Debbie the Queefer, that's her name, right? I think it's Debbie the Queefer. I remember hearing her doing her thing, and I was actually late to work because I wanted to hear, you know, her do her thing for a while. So you have the distinction of getting me in trouble, woman. Congratulations. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to do more prank calls. We're going to be taking your calls. Hopefully Milkman will be home sooner than later. I see Tez joining in. Tuck and Brandon Vegas are standing by as well. And more Madhouse. Another hour. I'm planning on.
Cameron out.
Yeah.
Call in. She may still be on the
sitting
line.
By.
Cool. Awesome. Whatever you say. Everybody, we'll be right back after this. It is 11:25 p.m. Eastern. That will make it 8:25 Ted Coast time. We'll be right back. It's Thursday, the 21st of February. Back in 5 minutes.
You've been going to fun.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long-legged pimp-top Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
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 Hey. Hello? Hey, man.
Who's this?
Trying to get it out, man. Hello? Yeah, you sound good now, boy. you sound good, man. Yeah. You
what do you think of that show, man?
Man, you say that shit, man. That shit funny, man.
Shit, I'm right. Funny, that was my favorite part. What about the prank calls?
Oh, yeah, man. You got on the phone.
You take
the note
for your next show?
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man.
Maybe next time you won't suck so bad.
All right, man.
Definitely not, right?
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
we'll always
ever,
be behind you.
Ever.
Make you who you are.
If you are what you say you are, a fool.
people. We're back. Madhouse Radio back for, back for now. Hey, man, what's up? Milkman dropped. He's no longer online. I think he's back now. Brandon Vegas and Ted the Webster all back online. Nah, it's fine. We got a caller too.
Madhouse Radio, you on there?
Hey, it's Eve the Queefer.
Eve the Queefer, what's going on, sister?
Hey, just wanted to call and introduce myself. I haven't met you before.
You've been hanging around. Are you starting a show around here soon? Is that the case, or?
I just missed what you said. I had to turn the volume up because I'm as deaf as a doornail. I've been hanging around where?
No, you've been hanging around here lately, and I was wondering, are you starting a show soon? Is that correct? Or?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen. I better stay on cam. Whenever I'm on the phone, I'm one of those pacers. I pace around like a million miles an hour, so I got to train myself to sit.
I pace around the whole house, and people are like, are you, like, jerking off or something? I'm like, no, I'm just, like,
no, I'm
pace.
On the phone.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, no, I'm just pacing.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. No, I'm glad I'm not the only one,
yeah.
Because people are like, are you a fucking nuts,
now,
you lunatic? But no, anyways, yeah, I'm going to be having a show. I think I've tentatively titled it Wicked Awesome with Eve.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's going to be Wicked Awesome with Eve the Queefer.
That's in Massachusetts, then. Are you from there? Is that where you're hailing from?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Boston area.
Yeah, for the last 2 weeks, I've been saying wicked a lot for some reason. I never seen snow before until 2 weeks ago. I know, me and my
fiance. What? Really?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy,
oh my.
Right? I went to Pennsylvania. Me and my fiance flew up there to see her family for a few days. And I kept saying wicked all the time for some reason. I don't know what it was. I remember telling, like, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, I was like, you keep saying it. I was like, I don't know why. I just keep saying wicked, like, wicked awesome. I was saying,
bring it to Florida and spread it around.
Yeah,
do it for me.
That's going to be the new thing, wicked. Everyone's going to start saying wicked awesome or wicked crazy.
You know what they say in Florida? What do they say in Florida that's kind of odd to us?
I don't think there's anything that we have that's like that. Everyone is, honestly, here in Florida, everybody's a transplant. Here, at least in Orlando, where I am.
Exactly. Everybody is a transplant. You know, shop at Publix.
I love Publix. Oh, God.
I know Publix.
Many times here, we've talked about the fact they have the best fried chicken and the best subs and the
What's
best
the
iced
other
tea?
One? The Albertsons? That's
Albertsons.
The more expensive one, my
right.
cousin said, because my cousin lives in the Clearwater area.
Okay, cool. Nice
she moved from Clearwater.
North then, in that case, Palm Harbor.
Well, Oldsmar is
okay.
and still about, like, a half hour from Tampa, I think.
Yeah, that's my favorite beach, Clearwater, man. I go, there's actually
a
spot I go to.
Do you know the funniest story? I hadn't been to Florida. Oops, got up again. I hadn't been to Florida for, 4 years, and it was since the age of 15, or it was 15 or I think it was 15, I went to Florida. That was the first time I ever went on an airplane, and I went to visit Florida. It was the first time I'd ever been on an airplane.
Okay.
And every time we went to Clearwater Beach, every single time we'd go, whether the vacation was a week or 2 weeks or a week and a half, we'd go at least, like, you know, a couple times a week or, you know, whatever, relation.
Right.
And I hadn't gone for 4 years. I went last June to Clearwater Beach, and my cousin, her whole life, has lived in, except for when she was a baby, she lived in Maine.
Okay.
But she grew up straight up in Florida.
Okay.
And the funniest thing is, she has never been kicked off a beach before.
Are you kidding?
Never. Uh-huh. And I am as pale as a ghost. I mean, guys, look at me. This is not makeup. This is, I mean, maybe I've just got a really good camera, but this, I'm very pale.
Okay, yeah, it looks
I've got a little
bright.
Bit more color in real life. This camera is making me look a little bit more fair, but despite this, right, we go to the beach, it's blaring hot out, she's 8 months pregnant, we haul these chairs onto the beach, and then we order umbrellas because somebody like me, I had SPF 80 on,
oh, that's
and
not
within
enough.
5 minutes of the walk, from the car to the sand on Clearwater Beach, I already had a fierce burn with SPF 80.
So you don't tan, you just crisp.
Freaking, wow. Oh, my God, right? So then I'm like, Krista, I need an umbrella. So we go, and we rent these umbrellas and chaise lounges, and within 5 minutes, the apocalypse comes. Okay?
Storm?
The apocalypse came to Clearwater Beach.
Okay.
The sky turned black, and the clouds, I mean, it looked like something from a movie, like, when aliens are about to attack or the world's going to end.
Yeah.
And woo-hoo, everybody get out of the water, and then the lightning's crashing, and the rain's coming down sideways and bashing us to death, and then she's 8 months pregnant trying to pick up pick up our crap because I can't carry everything because I'm little. And we're just hauling ass to the car, and oh my God! So that was my last experience. Two days in a row, it happened. When I went to the beach.
Yeah, it's like that Florida. We get these thunderstorms at that time of year. It's every day at the same time, almost.
But the funny thing is, her whole life, my only vacation in 4 years, the two times we attempt to go to the beach, we get kicked off the beach. Both times.
Wow. Yeah, I thought you
never happened to her before.
I thought you were going to say
she's never been caught.
I thought you were going to say she got really drunk and got kicked off the beach, like by the.
I should have made up a story like I got nude and started fucking.
Well, you were telling me she's 8 months pregnant. I was like, oh my God, wait a minute. what happened? The 8 month pregnant old woman got kicked off the beach. So, all right, so tell me about the queefing thing. So you're known for your queefing abilities. Is this the case?
Well, basically, the deal was my first appearance on Howard Stern was August 14th. And I didn't go on as a queefer. That wasn't my game.
Okay.
And I mean,
are you the one
Howard,
that challenged Debbie the queefer? Is this
she challenged me? I'm the one who allowed it. If I
heard
said
this. Okay.
If I said I wasn't, I'm not feeling it. No thanks. There would have never. I don't believe there would have been a queef off because if I wasn't participating, there wouldn't be a queef off. Abby might not have gotten on the show.
Okay.
But I'm happy she got on the show. I have no ill will towards her at all.
Sure.
At first I did because I got fake MySpace messages saying horrible things about me under the guise of Abby with pictures of her and everything under my old MySpace profile that got deleted. And I was like, that bitch. And then, you know, she went on. Then I lost by accident. Only a Leo will tell you she lost by accident.
By accident, okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't do, you know, they said, do you want to do a practice? And they were kind of rushing both of us.
Uh-huh.
Howard's chess teacher was coming in, and they wanted to get all the measure, because the measuring equipment, loudness, length, speed.
Wow.
How many, you know, can you blast out in 30 seconds? And my strength is not with speed, so I knew I had to get 2 out of 3. I knew I had nail length and loudness. And basically all it is people are so freaking confused and grossed out. Yes, it's not ladylike, okay?
Okay.
If you want to go by what social grace is in America.
Women that just go around
pretty
doing
much
that.
Anywhere,
right.
It's not considered ladylike to the norms, but fuck 'em. I don't do it daily. I mean, my God, it was just
something
I did on the Stern show.
Okay.
I did other things, too, but it's air in, air out. All it is pussy control.
Oh, so here's, I've never actually heard a queef in person before, though I've heard what they are. So are you literally, like, sucking air up into the
hole. Yeah.
Into the spaces, and then you push it out, and it makes it.
Yep.
Because,
I'm sorry,
because I'm crazy like that. But I used to hook up with this girl, and whenever we did doggy, that would always
doggy
happen.
Doggy style.
Yeah, that would always happen, and that was like, and when I heard it, I was like, what, did she fart? And then I was that was a queef. I was like, wow, that's interesting. So you can do that on command, basically. You can actually suck the air up in there.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I don't do it accidentally. That's never happened to me during any sex act accidentally.
Oh, okay. But you just had that wicked ability to be able to do that.
It's
okay.
And people have a misconception that you have to have a loose tuba.
Okay. A loose tuba.
You have to have a loose tuba to do it. No.
It's
all about actually having really good muscle control. And
really?
I never did exercises to teach me how, you know, to hone this skill.
So it's like,
I mean,
it's
a
like
girl
the,
in grade school taught me how to do it. Actually, junior high. She
I imagine
lifted her legs up.
I imagine you use the same muscles you'd use to start and stop peeing. Is that kind of how you would do it, to be able to get that?
No. I use my stomach muscles. I go, and I breathe in. And when now, I'm not, the air isn't coming from my mouth.
Right.
Like, I swallow air, but I'm not swallowing it and it going down my throat. And
right.
You know, it like, go like that.
Okay.
And your stomach muscles expand, and when they expand, I allow my muscles down there to not just anybody can do it. There's a lot more queefers out there that are undercover queefers that probably can do it but don't even know it. You
okay.
know,
right?
I'm just assuming.
Right. They've never tried to, or they don't know how to go about
right.
it.
Right. I mean, like, a friend of mine taught me in junior high school. What she did was she laid on her back and she put her she put her legs up in the air and just opened her legs until the muscles relaxed and her, basically, her pussy hole became, because that's a muscle, relaxed, and air went in, and then she squinched her legs together and then stood up and went, and I'm like, oh my God, that's killer.
And she did this in front of you? Like, it was like, hey,
yeah,
look, I can do this?
Yeah, but with underwear on.
Okay, I was like, did she get naked? All right, wow, well, that's, Jesus God. So that's insane. I would have so much fun with that if I was a woman.
Yeah, I've never, see, the thing is, maybe, it doesn't happen to me accidentally. Maybe it has. I don't recall it ever being a moment in time where that, like, see, it was a moment in time for you because you remembered it,
yeah.
You know, and you were like, oh, did she fucking fart? But that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, on a one-night stand, no.
No.
But if you've been with a girl for, like, you know, shit.
Yeah. Well,
you know, like.
I fart around my woman all the time.
If my boyfriend farted during sex, I'm usually not even paying attention. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I farted while I was getting head once, and that did not go well. That was a
bad
thing.
No. Were you getting head from a girl that
yeah.
you knew well?
Yeah.
Or was it kind of like liked her?
I was in a relationship with her at the time, and it didn't go well, though, for a few hours. It was just like, she's really pissed off, ruined the mood. And
that's so mean because
yeah.
she fucked with your ego. She could have kept it to herself a little bit and been disgusted privately.
No, it was bad.
But
though.
Played it off like, oh, ha ha ha, so funny, and just got her face out of there until you wafted away.
Yeah.
You know,
she could have given me a handy. You know, well, okay. Hey, do you calls? Have you ever done a call, a queer-related
call? I've done prank calls with Zolar.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I think I've heard those. Have you ever called England? Because I have a number here in Wales, England.
Oh my God, no! I've never called England.
All right, well, let's do that. This is Maurice Craig, and he lives in Wales. I think.
Now, what's the angle?
That's the kind of thing I got to think about here. How do I do this? What's the angle? I got to get you to queef somehow. What does Zolar do normally? What's his angle?
Well, Zolar, we don't want to. I don't know if we want to steal his act, but
no.
He went under the guise that we were. Why don't we ask Zolar to come up with an idea and we'll use it, because I'm pulling a blank right now.
I have an idea. I'm just
like, well. Let me just say, he said that we just got married, and he put on a fake Southern accent that was so hilarious. He's like, we called an emergency walk-in, and he did it, like, so on the fly, like, I didn't even have time to feel guilty.
Right.
I didn't even have time to have fake Catholic guilt, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, shit, we're calling a hospital?
Yeah. urgent care is not the same thing.
Well, it was an urgent care. It was urgent care,
yeah.
And it was so fucking funny, because he's like, we're down the road at the motel, and me and my wife, we just got married, you see? We just got married, and this is the first time we've had intercourse, and during coitus, she started making these noises, and then you hear me in the background wailing, and my downstairs neighbor called and was like, what the fuck, afterwards, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, oh, I was just, doing a prank call for my friend's radio show, and she's like, can you keep it down then? No sense of humor.
You gotta hate neighbors either. All right, I got a place called Red Hot Roasters. I'm gonna assume that they...
Queef and hang up already so he can do a prank. Mud, we're gonna do a prank.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Give me some time, baby.
All right, Red Hot Roasters is coming up. This is a place in Idaho. It's a restaurant. Just follow my lead. I'm just gonna say that you ate something and something's not right with you. You know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to put something up on my cam right now.
Okay.
That's going to give me a privacy shade.
All right. So
now you guys are going to see an ocean. Okay.
Nice,
because
beautiful.
When I do this, I'm not going to break the rules here. I'm going to be in this room and basically get into the best position to have the best sound, because there are techniques. Laying down, standing up, on your back.
So what do you find? You find best to lay down? Is that
laying down is good for length.
Okay.
Standing up is good for loudness.
Oh my God,
in my book.
Girl, you have this down to a science. That is impressive.
Well, it's all about. I mean, it's like that. I mean.
Well, I know. I know all the best ways for me to fart.
Pussy control,
so.
Like Prince says.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
Let me get my pantaloons down and ready to go.
Jesus God. All right, so I'm assuming this is a chicken place, Red Hot Roasters, maybe potatoes. I don't know. You never know. Hang on, folks. Next prank call. It's queef time, everybody. Here in the mouth. Be right back in a moment.
Hello.
This is the Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a question. I want to make sure I have the right number. This is Rex, and my old lady and I. We got some of your product. Ever since we came home, something is just not right with her. Making these.
What's that?
She's making god awful noises ever since we came back from your place.
Oh, you're breaking up.
You hear that? No, that's not breaking up. That's my wife. Vanessa.
Yeah? It's awful.
Describe it to him. What is it? I don't understand this woman stuff. How does this work? What is it? What?
I've never experienced it before until after I ate this. All I can describe it, I mean, to put it in the most kindest words I can use is vaginal flatulence. I mean, it is disgusting, and it's very, very, very embarrassing to talk about. But, it's out of control. I mean...
I mean,
it won't stop.
I get home, I bend over my wife. I get home, I bend over my wife.
Has like wine stoppers and things.
I come home.
Oh my God.
All I want to do is bend her over, and I got to deal with this.
You know what? That's a wine stopper.
Perhaps, or a cork, something.
That's gonna,
a cork.
Dude.
You know what? I've been told more than once to put a cork in it.
You know, sir.
Yeah, well,
sir, listen.
But not there.
Sir, listen. The last time she put a cork in it, it came right flying right out, hit me in the eye. You know what it's like?
But that was for fun, baby. That was for fun. This is a completely different situation.
We were playing.
This is the first time.
The,
we were playing champagne bottle.
That probably didn't have the force of the vaginal extraction that this would just probably. I mean, you might want to get another room when that puppy goes in there.
Did you hear how long that one was?
That was a good one. I'm starting to dig this. Hey, man, you into swinging?
Pussy is so tight that it's like, you know when a boa constrictor strangles a mouse or a rat?
Yes.
That is my pussy.
Yes.
You put your dick in my pussy, and I decide when it's time to let go. I decide. You will be my bitch.
Wow, it must have been a rugged meal then to destroy that massive power.
Let me tell you something.
This
one time... I cheated on her. I came home. She said, pork me. I started porking her. She grabbed a hold of it, and she said that she was going to rip it off with
I could smell the rank cunt on him. I smelled a perfume, and I knew exactly what perfume it was. White diamonds, and I don't wear white diamonds. That's cheesy. You can buy that at Walmart.
She can rip
Walmart?
It off like a
Come
celery.
On, Walmart?
Like a celery stalk, man. I'm telling you, just like... And she will too.
Well,
listen.
Well, you gotta have a healthy relationship, you know.
Well,
you guys gotta.
When I gotta come home to this.
Tonight, Tonight could be a little rough. Might get a little poo dick or something there, it sounds like.
Poo dick?
No, no, this is not coming
from
the poo.
No, I don't go the Hershey Highway. I'm too tight already. Oh, my God. Oh, no, no, no. I mean, if you love butt sex, I'm all happy for you, but I ain't into butt sex.
Hey, man.
Well, that's where all the action was, it was sounding like tonight, so.
Hey, man, you want to watch? You want to watch? You can watch in the corner.
No, you can come.
In the corner.
Do you know what I look like? Can I just tell you what I look like?
Sure.
I look like Rose McGowan, except my eyes aren't as far apart. I look like a cross between... Okay. How about this? This is only going from what people tell me. I look like a cross between... Lindsay Lohan, Rose McGowan, who dated Marilyn Manson for a while. She showed up at the MTV Music Awards with this crazy dress that was like you could see her ass and shit. And Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. Jesus Christ, woman, just queef, do it.
Oh, I don't even know what is that? What you call it?
Yes, that's the one. Hell yes. I tell you what, they nag. You hear how they go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A man says, hey. I didn't even have to tell her that time. She just did it before I even got it out of my mouth, baby. That's my...
That's love.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never had so much fun from bad food.
Well,
I'm sure it's not bad all the time, but...
bad food. I wish...
You didn't cook it. You didn't cook it. You're too dope to cook it.
I work out front. I don't work in the kitchen, so...
I know you don't. I can tell a kitchen boy. You ain't no kitchen boy, baby.
All right. Hey...
Well, try this out again, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully it won't turn out so bad.
Alright.
You know what? I might shove like two or three tampons up there and see if that'll stop it. Being completely serious now.
She'll shoot them across the room.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it will be a tight fit to put maybe the small ones. Maybe like two small ones will, you know, just to block the airflow.
Like a filter.
Well, at least, you know, so there's not so much as a flap at the end there, you know. It'd be more of a smooth queef action, I think.
All right.
Wouldn't have so much. Maybe.
Good point. Thank you for being a sport, man. Take care, brother. All right. That is some talent, girl. That is something.
Thank you. My computer is showing, I turned my speaker on by accident. My computer is showing some sort of error.
Error.
That's the thing.
Error.
Did I say it like that?
You did. Error.
Error. My computer is showing an error.
That's funny. All right, so
error. I drowned the bitch.
Right. So is there a date for you or not at this point for your show? What's going on?
Okay, here's the skinny. Hold on.
Quickly, because I got to hurry. I got more callers.
Okay. We'll hurry up. We had too much fun. That's the whole problem. It's too much fun. Okay, here's the skinny. My computer is really fucked up. We do not know what's wrong with it. I assume there has to be a poltergeist in it, because I have tried everything to fix it. Doc Ivan was on the phone with me, talking to my boyfriend, because I'm a virtual etard. I can just about get online, you know, figure my way into a chat room and type like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I can maneuver my way around the net, but I do not know what's wrong with my computer. All of a sudden, within the last week, it shuts down on its own like 15 times a day. The screen goes completely black. And then it's Windows XP, and then the start screen will come back, or sometimes it won't come back, and it'll say, checking disk now, and it's just so fucked up, I have no idea.
You need a new computer. You need to redo it. You need to reinstall XP.
That's what I'm doing, baby. Because I have a not so savory version of Windows XP right now, let's just say. Somebody gave me the computer. This is true. Somebody gave it to me. They made it. And the version of Windows, I find out, isn't real. So my friend's coming over on Sunday. And hopefully, I mean, he already has a brand new Windows XP CD that's not counterfeit, and he's going to reinstall it. We're going to back up all my junk, and if my computer is working great, the show should be coming soon.
Okay.
And well, again, the name of it's going to be Wicked Awesome with Eve the Queefer.
Awesome. Wicked.
Or Queefa.
The Queefa. There you go. All right, hey.
Queefa. But I'll let you go to your other call.
All right, woman. Thank you for calling.
All right, it was nice meeting you, baby
girl.
All
right, stay in touch. Goodbye now.
I will, Sugar.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Sugar. It's going to get me in trouble calling me Sugar Baby and all that stuff. Good thing Dina's sleeping, man. You assholes out there going to tell her, hey, Carlito was flirting with the Queefa girl. Jesus Christ. I mean, just some ladies just go, woo. And then this one time, this guy said this. I was like, all right. It's me, Okayate, man. Just take this. Take this in the thing. Ted, does your woman talk that much, man?
There's a hose in this house.
Ted.
Some hose
in this house. There's some hose.
In this house.
Oh, Ted. Your woman doesn't go off like,
wow,
like some of those do. Like Athena, that sometimes, Athena, sometimes she'll start talking too much, and I'll tell her, hey, Knock it off. I'll tell her right immediately. You gotta put the stop to that real quick. I let her go because I'm polite.
I'm not much of a talker, so everyone talks too much for me.
Oh, yeah. How's the cat doing, by the way? Is he behaving himself?
Cat? Yeah. Frederico.
Frederico. Awesome name. Awesome.
Frederico.
We got a bunch of numbers in the UK. Hey. We're going to do some pranks here, folks. We're excited. Who's calling in? Anybody? Who wants to call in? Call in now. 888-278-8509. I see Milkman's made it here. We didn't get to mention that. Milkman's in the house. Welcome, Milkman. We're talking to Eve the Queefer. We got Ted here, of course, joining in at the start of the break. At the end of the break, rather. Brandon Vegas and Tucker still checking in also. And all of you are here as well. Nunu wants to know, Ted, if you're doing a show tomorrow. And then I'm not supposed to... Nope. Well, I'm not supposed to take no for the answer. So apparently we have no answer here yet. We stand with bated breath. I do know. I do know that we will be on next week at this time. I do know that Zolar will be on tomorrow night as well, I believe. He told me yes. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Zolar Vision, Zolar Party Nation on syndicateradio.tv. .tv.
Yeah,
Milkman's in the chat.
I'm going to go on Friday because everyone's listening to Zolar. Yeah,
everyone's listening. Why bother? Hey, guys. We're going to do some more pranks here. I'm excited about that. Ted, did you hear the call that I did to KDK? I played that during the break. That was pretty funny. That's my new character. He needs a name. So far, we're thinking
character?
Black Jack Roscoe. Yeah, I'm not going to play the call for a third time. I'll send it to you after the show. Matter of fact, I'm running out of gas here, so I'm not going to do much more show, but we got some more numbers to call. We got at least four UK calls here to do.
Perhaps the Laquifa give you some more gas.
Laquifa, dude, yeah, right? Yeah, she's going to connect the hose from connect the hose from that.
That boy.
Yeah, wow. That's and man, I'm telling you, she's like forceful, man. That thing is like the wrath of God coming out of her. It's like, bah, you know, P-R-A is how I would spell that, coming out of
my
it.
My lips was getting tapped just listening, man.
You know,
that's just tapped
my hobbies
listening.
Look really freaking great to me right now.
Your hobbies? Your hockey?
My hobbies do not bother me in the slightest now. You know, sometimes I feel guilty. Oh, playing a video game or, you know, messing around, whatever, on the net. But
yeah.
At least I'm not sucking air into my crevices and blowing it back out for fun.
Hey man, she's we can't all be hockey playing, WoW playing guys like you, man. So she's not engineered for that.
She cannot show our privates to the world.
Well, she didn't show her privates. She's engineered for the wrath of God coming out of it. I think it's awesome. I love stuff like that, man. Milkman is just having a good old time. Milkman really loves it. I'll tell you what. Okay, so we have to do another... I'm calling Maurice Craig, everybody, in England. Just a moment. Don't go anywhere. More calls, more pranks, more stuff. Speak up, Milkman.
Press
1.
Do we have to do that?
Your recorded calls.
Press 2.
Which one now?
To add minutes to your
shut
call.
Up!
Press 4.
Please enter the attendant. Oh, no, we didn't.
To call, followed by the pound sign.
So good.
I hope it's not too late. Alright, we'll call it next. We'll call that instead right now.
Here we are. This is the huge Green Day fan sent in by his brother.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Joey?
Yeah?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You know what?
What?
I heard that Green Day sucks a big, fat, hairy dick, man.
What the fuck?
They do. They suck balls. They suck baloney balls, man.
They're on crack or something?
They the worst band. They think they're punk.
Green Day is punk, you dumbass.
If they're punk, then, like, Limp Bizkit is, like, hard, like, rock, man.
Well, that's different. Limp Bizkit sucks generally. Well, Fred Durst is a fucking loser. Green Day's better.
Green Day is just the same. That Billy Joel guy, he wears makeup. He's effeminate. He's anti-American. He's pro-socialist.
What the fuck, dude? He's not anti-American.
Yeah, he is, and he's a bisexual, too.
He's not bisexual. What the hell is up with you?
There's proof of that in the magazine.
What magazine?
Stalker magazine.
Stalker
Vogue magazine. Elle magazine.
I never heard of Billy Joe Armstrong in a fucking stalker magazine, dude.
Stalker magazine. It's like for stock racing. It was an expose. Because he came out on the field, but he has a relationship. You know who the Rainbow Warrior is, right?
The Rainbow Warrior.
The Rainbow Warrior, man, from NASCAR. He has a secret relationship with him.
Well, like Jeff Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, that fag.
They've been caught. They're caught on tape kissing, holding hands, and they had a 15-minute warm hug, man.
What the fuck? Come on, that's fucked up. Green Day's not. He's not fucking gay.
They're infected with homosexual stuff, man.
He's not gay.
Yes, they are. He's a bisexual. He has a beard that he wears, and he goes out and he said that he likes the cucumber.
What the?
He wrote his song. And he said I like cucumber like that. Oh, it's all over the place, man.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You go yourself.
Why isn't this in the mainstream media? How come I never?
It is. It's in one of the biggest news outlets, one of the biggest corporations in the world.
What's it called? Suck Dick TV or something?
No. Huh? Go to the website and you'll find it, man.
What's the website, Dan?
Google.com. And
Google,
you type in Green Day, Green Day gay, and it shows you right there. It says Green Day is gay.
Yeah,
it says
Green Day.
It says
Green Day gay.
The top three hits: Green Day and NASCAR Rainbow Warrior gay. It says number one. Number two.
Yeah. Even if he was gay, dude, I doubt he'd be fucking having sex with a fucking NASCAR driver, man.
They were caught on tape, and it says an interview with Billy Joe Armstrong. And Stalker Racing Magazine. We are not. Look, I'm reading right here. It says we are not punk. We never claimed to be punk. We are far from that. We follow Blimp Biscuit. It says here, and it says here Rolling Stone. This article where they did an actual Telegraph test, and Britney Spears rated higher than Billy Joe Armstrong.
Britney Spears.
It says it right.
He's a fucking stupid drug addict. What the hell?
It's a big expose.
Better than Green Day? Fuck that shit.
It's all over the place. A big expose about how Billy Joe Armstrong is in a bisexual relationship with Jeff Gordon, and he's.
What the fuck? Did they make a porn video called One Night in Gordon or something? How they have a fucking sex in a damn car?
How'd you know about that?
I don't know.
You knew about that part. I know you've been following the story then, because that's about to come out any day now.
Wait, what the fuck?
There's a torrent out right now.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You go, Go to Torrent Reactor.
No.
Go to Google and you type Green Day Gay Torrent. And it'll come up right in front of you. It says, It says really big. It says, this is the Green Day Torrent, Gay Person Torrent. And what? In it is the picture and Jeff Gordon, and they hold hands, and it has a timer in the video. And it's 15 minutes, over 15 minutes, and they were hugging the whole time.
That's retarded, dude.
And he touched his face, like he was stroking his face. Jeff Gordon was stroking Billy.
Dude, this is nasty shit. Why the fuck are you telling me this shit about my favorite band, man? This, I don't even know who the fuck this dude you are, dude.
Billy Gay Armstrong, man.
Billy Gay Armstrong?
I'm not the gay. Your homeboy, Billy Gay, is the gay. Billy Gay Armstrong.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
It says right here, he said that they call him in Rolling Stone Billy Gay Armstrong. And it has an exclusive interview with Billy Joe Armstrong. Bisexual and changes his stance on his band's music. Will the fans follow? It says right here on the Rolling Stone that's coming out.
Dude, that's complete crap. Because I've read every fucking Green Day article in Rolling Stone.
This
and I've
is
never
new.
Seen anything about him being gay.
It's a pre-release. It's coming out next week in Rolling Stone at the end at the start of the month. The new issue. The April issue. It has an exclusive interview, and he said that they've never claimed to be punk ever. And they scored this. They scored beneath Britney Spears in the test. And then at the same time, now the big picture's all over the place. Jeff Gordon hugging Billy Joe. They touched
Britney
the face.
Britney Spears is a fucking lip syncer. How could they fucking score her higher than Green Day?
Hey, the facts are in the facts, man. The machines have become self. That's what it's come down to. Billy Gay Armstrong, right here, the front. It says Rolling Stone, April 2008. Billy. And small, big, gay, small, like medium Armstrong. And it shows a picture of him. And it shows a picture of Jeff Gordon next to him, and they're facing each other. It's like, it's just insane. It's something insane. I can't believe that you're still supporting. They're like the worst thing ever. He says that he wants to assassinate everybody who ever says the Pledge of Allegiance after the next election. It says he said that they should do that.
Yeah.
That he said that they should be castrated. That people who don't like him should be castrated. Even this is the type of thing you want to support. The type of thing you're like, hey man, whatever.
Let me guess. They're probably rating one of Britney Spears' shitty albums higher than Green Day's American Idiot album.
No, it's the computized musical skills assessment.
Right.
Exactly what it is.
Britney's, I would take Green Day over Britney any day. Fuck her.
He scored a yellow 2. She scored a green 5, it says here.
A green 5?
Yeah, green 5.
Yeah, okay. That's really great.
Yeah, the top rating is purple 2. You know who got that?
Who?
Prince. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Purple Rain.
I really need to fucking listen to Prince. Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Prince fucking sucks, dude.
Oh man, that's not right. That's how I make my living. It's all I got. This is all I got right here. You know what I do all week? I work like a nigger, and I get home on Thursday night and I can do this. This is all I got. That's what you're gonna say? That's really fucked up, dude. You know, I don't go down to where you work and jump up and down on the bed. You don't have to come here and tell me that shit on my show. I'm the king of Thursday night, goddammit. I buried Dr. Lego. You know who I am? I'm Carlito. I'm Car-fucking-lito, asshole. So you take my prank dick and you love it. You love it like a little cell bitch, alright? You like it?
What?
Yes, I do. Alright, fine. Have a good night. Thank you, guys. Alright, bye, buddy.
What?
Okay.
I said the N-word and I feel bad about it. I feel bad for saying I work like a nigger. That's bad. Don't say stuff like that.
Hi, I love Green Day.
Easy motherfucking E. Okay.
Straight out of Compton.
Niggas ain't shit in the 90s. See, I could say the N-word because Easy E said it. Oh, see, no problem. We're all good, man. Me and the blacks, we good. That was fun. If you want to call in, now's the time. We're wrapping up the show here pretty soon. The toll-free line is open, 1-888-278-8509. Join me, Milkman, Ted, Brandon Vegas, Tuck, all of us. I'm Carlito, hi. Lonesome Losers confirming numbers away. We have a lot of numbers here that we can call still in England. We have yet to call an English number.
Hi.
Hi. And yeah, that was a fun call. Backing up Britney Spears, cocaine
soda. That guy right there, man, he's not gonna have a hard on for at least 2 weeks now.
Probably. Cocaine's joining in. Thank you for the articles. We covered those at the beginning of the show. Thank you very much for your hard work. MSC3 Clay thought that call was good.
The Green Gay call.
Yeah, the Green Gay. That's right. How could I not think for that? Why didn't I go for Green Gay? That's like the most obvious one I could have done there. Jeez. I'm off my game. I'm off my rocker. Blacks don't like Green Day. I'll tell you what. What year was this? Let's see. 97, 96, 95. I think it was 94, late 94, early 95. I went to a Green Day concert here in Orlando at the Citrus Bowl. It was right after Dookie had come out. Maybe a few months after Dookie had come out. So they were in their initial stage. I went to a Green Day concert. I saw one black person there the whole time. And I remember the next day I was at the, I was in my TV productions class, and my friend was asking me about it. A white guy, he was asking me about it. I said, hey, were there any black guys? He said it real quiet. Like he had to look around. He said, were there any black guys there? I was like, I saw one. So, boy, I was like, I saw one. And he was like a really bright Gumbel, like O.J. Simpson looking. You know, O.J. Simpson is kind of, before O.J. did the whole thing, you know, he was like kind of like the sellout, yeah. You know, Uncle Tom looking dude, you know, wearing a vest.
He forced a lot on his face, man.
Yeah.
Brown.
Exactly. Like Obama. And I am endorsing Obama. Milkman, have you made a decision yet? Are you endorsing anybody yet? Or are you still waiting for the inevitable to happen? In the elections, in the primary.
Actually, so far, I'm kind of, I'm kind of leaning towards Jimmy Carter at the moment.
Jimmy Carter, okay,
Jimmy
right.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Milkman, you're ahead of the curve all the time. I had no idea Jimmy Carter coming out of left field. He didn't have two terms. He only had one. Reagan beat him out for a second term. Okay. Good one, Milkman.
Al Gore.
He's not coming, man. You got Obama, you got McCain, and you got maybe Hillary. That's about all you got. That's going to make a serious bid. That's it. Pick one of those three.
Oh man.
See, you can't do it. You can't do it, can you, Milkman? You can't commit. You jerk.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Ted Kennedy should try to run again.
Ted Kennedy.
He ran in the, when did he run in, 80, I think he did, or he might have run in 76, and his campaign got ruined. He was doing really good, and he was on a plane, and Dan Rather, who was interviewing him on the plane, and he asked him the first question out of Dan Rather's mouth. I don't know if it was Dan Rather or Brokaw, it was one of those guys. I don't know who it was, Andy Rooney, not Andy Rooney, but he asked him, why do you want to be president? And Ted Kennedy's answer was, just like that. I think he like mumbled for like about 6 seconds, 5 or 6 seconds, and he's so stupid. He was like, that's like the easiest question that they could throw at you. Why do you want to be president? Any candidate that they can throw you there, that's like their number one. They practice that one all day. And he just straight up just like, that's like what he sounded like. So that was Ted Kennedy running for president in the 70s or the 80s. I don't know. Nobody cares. No one cares about politics. None of you kids. You just want to hear me prank like a monkey machine. Well, fine, I will. Alan Griffith in England, the UK, the Kingdom of United.
Who's your daddy?
that's DTT's favorite song.
Yeah.
Request.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
The Griffith.
Hello.
Griffith, please.
Mr. Griffith.
That's the one.
Who's calling?
Valente.
Who?
Valente.
Valente.
Valente, yes. This is Valente. I would like to speak with Mr. Griffith kindly, please. Mr. Valente.
Hello?
Griffith.
Yeah.
How you doing, you old pal?
This
is Valente. How are you, sir? Did I wake you?
Yeah, it's 25 past 5 in the morning.
Well, you're awake now, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good. Do you work tomorrow or today?
No. What's this about then?
I just call around and be an asshole. Thought I'd wake you up. Get you out of bed early for no reason. It's only midnight over here where I live, so I really don't care. I'm kind of like a prick like that, you know? I didn't feel like messing with him. He sounded like a nice guy. I'm going to mess with, I don't know why I did that. I didn't feel it. I thought it'd be funny to mess with
him. I'm a prick like that.
I am a prick like that. I wake people up. I'm a bad person. We're going to call Maurice Craig next. Also in Wales. These are all Welsh numbers. How could you? Anyway, here comes the next prank. Maurice Craig out in England at once. I'm sorry for the wait.
Fuck. I think you are a Bengali banjo.
I don't want to leave a message. I want to talk to somebody. Pick up. I'm watching you in bed right now, and I see you. Okay.
Whatever. Oh, man. This always happens at this time. I end up like, meh. Alright, what else we got? What else we got, Ted? We got William Eaton.
We got D's.
Boots. Well, we got D's. Alright. I should play a Phil Henry bit on the Madhouse stream. I know Syndicate doesn't want to hear that, but I should play a Phil Henry. I haven't played one of those in so long. Always fun, Phil Henry's. Any requests? What can I play?
What's
Steve, I really, all I have, for some reason, all I really have is Steve Bozell. That's all I really have of Henry's stuff. I don't know. I'll have to look here, see what I got. Let's see.
I'm back, Mr. Henry.
Okay. I'm going to take a look here and see what else. I burnt my house down trying to destroy an anthill. We got vagina monologues. What else we got here? Retarded security. That wasn't that good.
What about the one about the cucumber?
The cucumber?
The cucumber.
The cucumber. What was that? I don't remember that.
I mean, it's grown fruit squash. It's grown squash.
Grown squash? I don't remember.
Look vaguely sexual. Yeah.
Did he
remember
say
grown squash? It looks sexual.
I didn't really. I don't remember that at all. Hey, Hutchins sexual garden.
Making fun of my manhood.
Is it the Hutchins sexual?
Bigger than me, a zucchini. That's what zucchini.
I don't remember that one at all. Hang on, is this it? I see sexual garden here.
9/11 taught us that we're supposed to watch our neighbors for the things we're doing.
Watch,
okay.
Our neighbors. We don't
and
watch our
and
neighbors.
I suppose if you had it.
Okay, that sounds like it. Okay, we'll play that one after the show here on the Madhouse stream. Let's do one more prank call and call it a night because it's getting late. It's 12:30 Eastern, just about here. I think it's time. Clay wants us to play the one where Brozell does something about a reward check. A reward check stopping a bank robbery. What was that one? I kind of remember that one. What was that? I think it was like Hero, like ATM Hero, something like that.
By the way, this is Christina.
Yeah, ATM Hero. All right, I got that here, too, so. All right, cool. Anyway, one more prank call, and we're going to call it a night here.
The Korean War one's funny, too. Korean War
bit. Oh, the Korean War bit is hilarious, yeah. Yeah, well, there's the one where he got, the old guy got into a fight at the grocery store because he was at the express lane, and the guy had 11 items, and it's only supposed to be 10. So he pinned him against the wall with his car. And he was a Vietnam vet, and that's why he didn't like him.
They taught us how to snap your neck.
Yeah, they taught us how to snap the neck. Stupid asshole guy. All right, maybe I'll throw that one also. I don't know. Here we go. Okay, anyway, one more prank call. This is the last call of the night, folks.
Should just give him a hug.
Yeah, I know, right? Just let him go. What's this one item? Oh, that reminds me of my story. Here we go. I don't want to give my story. Fuck the story. Last prank call of the night. Hear the story next week. If you don't like it, too bad, all right?
Well, you remember it.
I don't remember it all night.
I miss Sam the Donut Man, man. I miss that guy. They sold that business to someone else.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, sister? How you doing, Ogden?
Hello?
Ogden! This is Ogden.
Why are you calling this number?
Valente is calling for Ogden. May you please connect Ogden. Post haste.
Sorry, I don't want these phone calls. It's the middle of the night here, and I'm going to report you to the police.
You've already accepted the call. This is an urgent call. Damn it. You know who that was? That sounded like the lady. Remember that? We should play that right now, just in honor of that. That's the last call of the night.
What's that call called? Pensioner? Pensioner, here we go. Old pensioner woman cries. This one is going to be on the Madhouse City yet to be released. The Madhouse City, which has been in the works for 3 years. Here it is.
Hello.
Hey, Merle. May I speak with Merle, or is this Merle?
Yes, you know, it's the middle of the night.
I know, but it's in the morning, too. We're right in the halfway point. How are you, my babe?
They all sound the same, don't they? Not to sound racist, but all these Brits sound the same.
Listen, if any of this... This is the middle of the night. I'm an old age pensioner, and it's making me ill, this is.
But this is urgent, ma'am. Please, just let me explain the situation.
What happened?
Well, it's like this. A deedle-deedle-dop, deedle-doo, you know?
Who's died? Just that one died?
No, not at all. No, but this is Joe America.
Yes, but I don't want you ringing at this time in the night. I'm an old age pensioner.
Hey, what are you crying for, girl?
Because you don't ring people and wake them up.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm absolutely petrified. I'm going to call the police.
Don't call the police. Come on, baby. It's okay. I'm just trying to, you know, have a little fun. I don't mean nothing mean, baby girl.
Don't ever ring again.
Oi! Don't get so mad at me, baby. Come on. Oh, man. Poor lady. I feel bad now.
Oh, my God.
He's crying, man. Oh, I'm going to hell. I hate my voice sometimes. Am I going to hell? Milkman, take us out of here. Post haste.
Goodbye. Well, man, it's been a very exciting night, folks, and sure glad to have you along. I'm sure you've had as much fun as we've had having you along, taking part in this crazy thing we call the Madhouse. Thank you, Mr. Chris. Our brother, our friend, in long and good standing, Mr. Ted Webb, thank you so much. Brandon Vegas, Chuck, Tucker Mike, hey man, all the gang right here, the regulars right here in the map. But how could we forget the hardest working hitman, number hitman, and prank calls right here in the madhouse? Well, Lord, some loser. Awesome loser, raise hands and fear. You lonesome loser, acquiring your number. God bless the lonesome loser. Thank you. Sal, my sister, Paul, Sir Nunu, Lancashire, England.
Lancashire.
Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah. Long time old fan.
Lancashire.
Cockney.
Actually, Milkman, the correct way to pronounce it is Wankershire. You have to get the sure.
Wankershire.
Wankershire.
Wankershire, England. Wankershire, England, in the redneck lives dialect, but it was just Wankershire. That's right, mate. Chattanooga, our knight, our fearless leader of the English branch of the Madhouse. Chattanooga of Wankershire, England. Thanks.
Yay.
And especially you. all our friends out there, our listeners, our lovers of fun, our lovers of the inventive stylings of the madhouse. Without you, we'd be nothing. Because it's all for you. We do it every week. We pay time. What you got to do is get the time and tune your earballs in right here on 98.6 The Mouth. Also heard on other syndications. Syndicate.tv.
That's Syndicate Radio. TV.
Thank you.
Prankcall.info.com, which
that's
I...
Right, Syndicate.
I think it's a toss-up between...
PrankCall.info.com, two new podcasts up more this weekend.
Yeah, it's a more new podcast.
PrankCall.radio.net.info.com.
Tuck, we really...
You cannot go wrong.
Bitch.
Tuck, we really need to do something about that URL, man. You got to come up with something. That's not working, man. PrankCall.info.com is just not... it's insane, man.
Yeah, I know. It something happened, and I had a snag something real fast. And,
but just do prankcallradio.info or something. There's got to be something else you can do. Yeah, that's
very stunned.
Because that's like that's almost as bad as a Jonathan. He's got Lost Boys with two Z's. Dot Brave Host. It's like 98.6 The Mouth. com. How do you get, you know, remember when we had the whole confusion, 98.6 The Mouth. com?
It's going to change. It's going to change.
The shotgun hit with a rope.
Oh, Milkman, you got a lot of.
Everybody probably do.
You got a lot of, cutting out, a lot of packet loss.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Without you, our fearless leader, mine. The leader of the militia of the madhouse, the Generalissimo himself. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For giving your time and your... That's right. The new president of Cuba. That's right.
No, that's right. We didn't talk about that. Castro stepped down. Castro stepped down.
And request your new president.
But of course, George Bush isn't
going to
remove the
sanctions. Of course, yeah.
Twitter.
Thank you, Milkman. Yeah, you know what? And I forgot to mention this. You know, Castro, we played him every night at the end of the show since we started it at the outro. It always starts out. Every iteration of the outro has had Castro's speech. But I just want to say it's about time that we go ahead and drop this embargo. I made a paper on the embargo once in a class of mine. Like 2 years ago. The embargo doesn't work. If you want Cuba to transition into a democratic society, you allow Americans to go in there and spend them U.S. dollars, and you allow the Cuban people to import American products, and eventually democracy will enter in. This is how the Berlin Wall fell. This is how Russia, the Soviet Union, you know, broke up and into the Russian Federation and the former bloc states. It's just you need to have U.S. dollars spent in Cuba before any type of democracy takes hold in there. Because all you've done since Kennedy enacted it over 40 years ago is give Castro an excuse to blame his economic problems due to his failed communist economic policy. Instead, he can blame it on the United States.
Kennedy didn't stand for this last 40 fucking years.
It's been in place since Kennedy. Kennedy signed that, you know, you can't travel to Cuba.
He didn't stand for it to go on that long.
It's a failure. And the United States openly trades with China, which is a communist country that does way more civil rights violations. We trade with Vietnam, which is a communist country who we went to war with and committed horrible acts against Americans and has committed horrible acts against his own citizens. No different than Cuba. Cuba would make perfect sense for us to trade with. Anyway, I'm done with that. Milkman, thank you. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Thanks, guys.
Well, your brother runs airplane trip buildings. We still kiss their hands.
That's right. All right. Very good.
We love the Cohiba. Everybody, fire up a Cohiba in celebration. If you don't have a Cohiba, grab your nearest left-hand cigarette. Oh, this is cool, baby.
You guys are retarded. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you. All right, thanks, Tug, Ted, Tug, Tug, Tuck. Brenda Vegas, Ted, and Milkman. Thank you. And, of course, Lonesome Loser. Tug.
Big Tug.
That's, hey, that's a... That's a name. That's a name for that character, Tug. Tug something. The first name, Tug. My name's Tug. All right. So anyway, we're done. Thank you, Syndicate Radio. Thank you, everybody who listened over there. Dino. Thank you to Eve the Queefer, everyone who called in tonight, Jonathan and others. And everybody who we prank called. Thank you for being such a good sport.
She was hot.
Oh, God. I'll tell you, I'm going to whoop it off right now to her. Tug, you just changed your name to Tug. All right. Way to go, Tug. Be sure to listen to Tug on Sunday. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We're done. See you next week. Next week, bitch.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.